You left my party before dessert. How can you do that? It's not proper etiquette.
I don't subscribe to the wait for dessert rule before you can leave a party.
Yeah, no one cares what you subscribe to, okay? We were trying to recreate what happened 25 years ago, and I said, Larry, would you like to make a toast? And someone said Larry went home to take a shit.
Yes, you're listening to.
You are listening to League of Ordinary Gentlemen Curbcast, special Funkhauser edition. I'm Funk Matt Durson. Funkman. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Clay Inferno.
So last week, there was a sad news. We lost a great comedian. I would say underrated comedian.
Underrated. But a hero of mine, since we've been little.
Yes. Bob Einstein was his name. And yes, to our generation, I think he was probably Super Dave. Like, we will remember him as, obviously you remember him as Funkhauser from Curb Your Enthusiasm. But Super Dave was the first we had ever heard of this guy. And
whenever we do our Arrested Development.
That's right.
Arrested cast.
He's Larry.
No touching. The Arrested Development podcast.
Right, he's the
Larry Middleman.
He's the surrogate for when George Senior is house under house arrest and he can't leave.
Oh, get out of here! I'm like literally like should have done this before already, but he's the older brother of Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
Get out of here! Wow,
can you believe that?
I can't.
They're brothers. Two of the funniest. Two really funny people,
and our kind of comedy too.
And you know what? That made me realize Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you believe
or is Bob's real name?
I was like, why did he change his name? Oh, because his name is Albert Einstein.
How do you
know
it's not Bob Brooks? Oh, because their dad is named.
His name is actually Einstein. His name is Einstein, but I'm pretty sure Albert Brooks is the one who changed his name. So changed it to Brooks. He probably didn't want to be Albert Einstein. And who can blame him? Mm. But they're brothers. You have two really funny guys in one family. And they have another brother too, but he's not in the biz. Bob Funkhauser, just God, the voice, everything is so distinct. He's just a funny guy though. Like just
And they really pushed it with his shit in the last season.
Oh, I know, with the girl. You know, his girlfriend, the apology, the thing with the nephew, right?
Oh, boy.
That was the last season?
Yeah, the nephew's funeral.
The nephew, like, they hooked him up with a prostitute, right? The kid, he was a pitcher, right?
Yeah. So he really went out on a high note as far as Curb Your Enthusiasm and coming up with great stuff with Larry.
Yeah.
And awesome stuff.
It's weird. I mean, I know Larry plays a character, but it's still rare to hear him talk like a real person. There were some nice quotes from him about how much he liked him and how much he what a funny guy he was and whatever. So, and how much he brought to the Funkhauser character.
Yeah, I didn't even do too much of the reading of like. Any of that stuff or any news about it. I've just been like, oh, that's sad.
I don't normally, but I wanted to do it.
No, I kind of want to, like when I have time on Sunday, like catch up and read some of Larry's quotes and stuff like you're saying.
Just little stuff about how funny he was.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. It is. They were obviously old friends and
And he was, he's 75?
76? Yeah, wow. I mean, he didn't look...
I know.
I mean, he looked pretty good. He died of cancer. Oh, God. Awful, isn't it?
Ugh.
Sad. Yeah. But some great moments, as we were talking about, obviously this past season, there were some really great ones. The apology was great. I am so sorry. Like, you know.
He had,
the apology has to be commensurate with the offense.
Just right? So... He's just always had that deadpan, he's almost like he has that kind of there's not really a similarity, but he has almost like a Monty Python kind of, just like, he could just play it so straight and hilarious.
There was a great episode when, I don't know if you remember, this is going back many years, but his father died. And he had season tickets to the Dodgers.
Oh yeah.
And
oh, that would have been a good one to do too.
I know, that was so classic. So Larry wanted to get the seat because he's like, oh, so he's got a ticket he's not using. It was the one where Larry hired the prostitute to go to the game with
for the carpool, so he could get in the carpool lane. Yeah. And then they went to the game together.
They went to the game together and he's like, hey, put your tits away. Put your tits away. But anyway, he sees Funkhauser sitting down there and the seat next to him is empty, and he goes down and he's like, hey, can I sit there? He's like, no, the seat is for my father. Like, he's so serious, just like you're saying. Like, he's very serious about it. And Larry goes, your father's dead, Marty. Like, it's just the most, it's like the worst thing, but it's so funny.
Yeah. Next time we should go to a Sox game, we should get an extra seat. Pitch in for an extra seat.
For Funkhauser?
Yeah, for Funk.
Maybe if they play the Dodgers. But there was also a great thing, because very early on in the show's run, Mari Funkhauser's mother died. Mm. She got hit. She was in a wheelchair and she got hit by a car, was the storyline.
Yeah.
So that first
was like
of all,
like the first season, right?
Yeah, I think it was. And so like, he runs into him on the street. Larry's licking an ice cream cone. And Funkhauser's like, you know, I'm an orphan. And he's like, what orphan? Come on. You're an adult. What orphan? So, like, he says, like, something. Maybe it wasn't early in the room. Whatever it is. But he's like, he's just – and Larry's just sitting there licking his ice. He's like, you got to be very diligent when you're licking an ice cream home. I hate when it drips down the side.
Yeah,
and he's just licking away, and Funkhauser's talking about how sad he is that his mother died. And he's like, "Are you going to come to the memorial?" And Larry's like, "Nah." And then he tries to give him $50 that he owes him, and he takes it out of his shoe. He takes it out of his sock because he's out jogging.
Yeah,
and Larry's like, "I don't want that. I don't want that. That's gross." And he's like, "Just take the $50." And they're fighting over it, and Larry's like, "Fine, put it in my pocket." And so. This is how, of course, this is Kirby Enthusiasm. So Larry can't get rid of this 50 because nobody wants it because they know it's been sweaty, you know. Like, so he's supposed to buy Cheryl flowers for whatever reason. He can't buy. He can't. He only has the $50. He doesn't buy it. Nobody will take the 50. He ends up taking flowers from Funkhauser's mother's like roadside memorial.
Oh yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Like, it's awful. But he's like, well, how many flowers does she need? Oh, because Funkhauser obviously finds out, and he was just like, if you weren't my best friend, I'd pop your head off your shoulders right now. And Larry goes, he's not my best friend. We're not best friends.
Like, I like how Larry, like, in the show, though, like, yeah, he's like, seems like pretty callous, but he's kind of like saying what we're all thinking, you know.
Right.
Like, that's one of the best things about that show.
Absolutely. Well, here we go. I gotta crack one open for Funkhauser. So yeah, we want to talk about, I mean, I recommended, we'll talk about other
yeah
shows.
We're going back into the old days.
Yeah dipping into the old school episodes. But one of my favorites, which I didn't even realize how much good stuff was on this one, it's called The Bow Tie. And because this is one of my favorite Funkhauser lines is in this one, but I also didn't even – he's not even really in it that much. But this is also one of the – a line that I've quoted many, many, many times in my life, the friend o' lesbian.
Oh, yeah. Episode. And you know what this – watching this made me realize is that I'm starting to feel old. Like, this came out like 14 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so, but we could have a good long life like those guys, you know.
We are old. I mean, that's really, yeah, it's
but
hard
it
to
seems
imagine.
Like just freaking yesterday it was on. You know what I mean?
I know. I remember this episode very vividly.
Me too.
I mean, this where it, like all I don't remember all of it. I remember the highlights and the dog, the racist dog that ends up it's the dog ate lesbians.
Like, and when you see like Rosie O'Donnell like make a cameo, like when that came out, yeah, like, she was sort of like maybe like a little bit in the news. Well, things aren't like they are now with Twitter and everything, anyways. But like she had kind of like gone away and like wasn't, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think it was kind she of was, like, still kind of new like for her to be out on TV.
Yeah, out on TV, right? And like, yeah, but just even like she wasn't on anyone's mind. You know what I mean? So it was like, cool. Like, oh, cool. Yeah, I remember Rosie. I love her.
Yes,
Rosie.
You know? Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. Rosie. But, I mean, she's been on Curb, you know, a few times. Oh, yeah. Back then, she wasn't really – I don't think she was in the
– she was kind of like on the down spiral of – like attention-wise. Right. Not like – not popularity-wise. Just like people weren't even thinking about her.
Right. But, yeah, you were saying before there is some kind of – I mean, it's Curb, so – whatever, but there are some interesting things that they, I don't know if they would say, let's just put it
there's
that way.
Just, it doesn't exactly fly now saying some of this stuff. It can stay as like a piece of art and it's still like really funny and, you know, you can put yourself in the mindset of 2005. It's just a different time, you know, but and Friendo Lesbian is still hilarious. There's nothing offensive about that.
No, you know? Right. And he doesn't say anything really. In fact, there's the scene. This is the thing that kind of sets everything off. So Funkhauser's daughter, who's played by, what's her name? Mayim Bialik?
Blossom.
Blossom, who's also on Big Bang Theory. This is pre-Big Bang Theory now, right? She went on to, and she's obviously also a genius, right? Isn't she like super smart in real life?
I'm not sure about that, maybe. Who knows?
I heard she was a genius. Who cares? But anyway, so she plays Funkhauser's daughter, and she's a lesbian. And they run into Funkhauser. They run into her, and Larry's. She's all nice to Larry. She's like, "Oh, you should come. Yeah, I'd love to see you at my parents' anniversary." And Larry's like, "Yeah, all right, whatever." But
but that's the thing too. Is like Jeff is like, "I'm going,"
right?
And she's like, "You should think about it." And he's like, "I'm not." He just says, "I'm not going to think about it."
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm not going to think about it.
I'm not going to think about it." But she's very nice to him. And then when she leaves, they're like, "Oh, like," and Jeff's like, "Did she like you?" And he's like, I'm a friend old lesbian. And that's where it started. That's the.
And Jeff was like, "Is she like, she loves you, but how come she doesn't give any love to me?"
It's like, she didn't pay any attention to me. Because he's like, yeah, they talk, you know, and I love that sort of thing too. Because that goes along the other thing. Because there's like another racism level to the show too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he's like saying that all lesbians talk, and then he did something really nice to a lesbian years ago, and everybody remembers it.
Yeah. So now he's in the club, basically.
Yeah. He's in the club.
So, anyways, they run into Funkhauser, and he's saying, "Oh, I hope you come to my anniversary, blah, blah, blah." And then he says that his daughter is dating a guy. Yeah. And Larry says, "Oh, hey, good for you."
But, like, really excited.
Says, "We're
like,
very happy."
Like, yeah, wow.
Hey. So then, like, Larry goes, like, suddenly lesbians aren't nice to him. It's the stupidest thing. Lesbians aren't being nice to him because he was happy that she was dating a guy. So, it's a whole. So he's out of the club. So, that all there's so many great things. Not only I'll finish that one. I'll go back to the other things. But so he goes to the anniversary, Funkhauser's 25th anniversary, and he wants to leave because he has to go to the bathroom.
I feel like we've talked just in general like about this. You wait.
Oh, line yeah, that's definitely a thing that
before because it's like one of your favorite things.
Yeah, it really is. So at one point he wants to use he used a handicap restroom, and a handicap guy, I guess we should say wheelchair bound, whatever,
disabled. Yeah,
disabled.
Well,
disabled is the phraseology I guess we're supposed to use, right?
Yeah,
that you wait.
One of the many like. Things that it's just not right now. Right. You couldn't say stuff like that.
Probably. You couldn't even say it then, I don't think.
But not not a huge, like, you know, infraction socially, I wouldn't think. You know what I mean?
We've all used the...
Yeah.
You know, whatever is the one's available. Anyway, this guy gives Larry shit because he used the stall in the, you know, the handicap stall. And the guy, he's like, well, it was open and there was somebody, I had to go. And the guy
said, he says something too, which is like kind of, you know, this is kind of funny. Like, he goes, I don't think I've ever seen anyone ever use
it. I don't think I've ever seen anyone use it. That is actually really funny. Really... I think that's true too. I don't think I ever have. I've never gone to like a public restroom and seeing like a guy in a wheelchair coming out of the handicapped stall.
I definitely have, but it's still like it's a funny observation either way you slice it. You know, it's not every time you go into a bathroom.
I mean, I'm sure they've done it. I've just never.
Yeah.
And neither has Larry. So anyway, so Larry is at the table. He's uncomfortable because
a lot of bathroom stuff in this.
I know.
Episode. This is a bathroom centric episode.
I love his phraseology, though. He says, for this project, I need to be at my home base.
I did this thing where I was like, I usually like listen to like a podcast on my way into work on my headphones.
But be careful. I know you ride your bike.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, I can still hear traffic and everything. I'm not like noise canceling. All right. But so what I did was like, I'm going to prep for the episode. I'll just put the episode on. And like listen to it, and yeah, but when he said this project requires that I go to my home base, I was on the bike trail and I was dying laughing. I must look like a fucking idiot. I was like, this project requires that I be at home base.
They're yelling at him because, you know, Susie's yelling at him because, you know, you don't leave before dessert.
He's
like, what the, you know, and he doesn't care
all the about rules the of
etiquette.
Like, there's whatever, a dessert thing. Who made this dessert?
Who made this rule?
Yeah, everybody. The rules don't apply to Larry once again.
But that's, there was another incident where he saw a guy who had a handicapped parking sticker, and the guy had a stutter. So Larry says, okay, I'll go to use this restroom, and he tries to cut the line and use the handicapped stall, and they yell at him, and he tries to fake a stutter.
Yeah.
And they say, come on, and he's like, all right, fine.
But he also calls them pricks.
Fucking pricks. Like, it's so obvious that he's faking it, but
not making fun of people that stutter because sucks. But Larry stuttering in this and a fish called Wanda, Kevin Klein. Ken. another touchstone of is funny.
So anyway, so he goes home. To his home base for the project. This project.
That reminds me, like, on a personal level, of like where Larry goes, like, whispers, like, I need to get out of here.
Right. And Cheryl just blurts out,
just go here or whatever. And like Stacy is like that. She probably won't mind me revealing this in the podcast. She needs to be at her home base.
All right.
Her projects require her to be at her home base. But all me, right. I'm liberal. Liberally, will you know?
Well, that was another funny thing. I'll, you know what? And I this is because I don't think this is a secret. But like Larry does say, oh, Gentiles could go in the middle of Fifth Avenue, but Jews, it's different.
yeah. But I guess also
that explains it.
But I also will be like, I will be like him. Like, Stacy would say, like, something big, embarrassing in public when he's trying to be, like, super quiet about it. But that's me. I'm super like, don't tell anyone. Like, I'm, like, very much, like, Puritan. Like, no, fucking be quiet. You know, shut up about that stuff.
He gets really mad because Jeff's like, what's going on? And she's like, Larry wants to go home and use the bathroom. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
That would be me. I would react the exact same way.
I can see that. I would be embarrassed by that I embarrass easily, as you know.
Yeah, me too. I do.
So, but the best part here, we're coming up to my favorite. This is the highlight of the whole thing for me. So he's out with Jeff. First of all, he's out with. Okay, so he has a conversation before he goes home. He has a conversation with Funkhauser's daughter's boyfriend, and he says, "Wow, like that's pretty good because you don't want to have to follow a woman because they understand. Men don't know. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, they have the equipment. We don't have the equipment. Right, we don't know what's going. I don't know what's going on down there."
The very Seinfeld thing. They actually did cover that, you know, in an episode where Elaine tried to convert the gay guy. So that's the term they use, by the way. I didn't make up conversion. But anyway, so Larry kind of like, you know, as Larry does, he sticks his foot in his mouth a little bit. He gets the guy sort of overanalyzing. And they break up, apparently.
Yeah.
So the next day, Larry is out to lunch with Jeff, and all the lesbians are being nice to him again. And they're all kind of nodding at him. Like, it's so funny. They look at him, they're like nodding. The waitress wants to give him free dessert.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's the most over, like, it's just obviously ridiculous. There's no way any of this would ever happen. So that's what makes it funny. But then, so he's all happy. He's like, I'm back in.
So, yeah. Nice to have you back, Larry.
Yeah, that's what she says.
You're back in the lesbian bosom, Jeff says.
That's right, the lesbian bosom. So then Funkhauser, though, shows up. And he's mad. He's not really mad about... Well, he is mad because, what'd you say to Dan? And he's like, well, I said hello. He's like, why did you... And then he's like, well, I did... I said after that, I said... I said hello, and then I said that, you know, I wouldn't be able to handle dating a lesbian or whatever the terminology. And then this is the line of the whole thing. Here we go. Are you ready? He says, I wanted to recreate a day from 25 years ago. And I turned and I said, Larry, would you like to give a toast? And somebody said, Larry went home to take a shit. I don't think I did it justice, Bob Einstein, if you're listening up there, but that is one of my fun, like, all the years of Curb, that is just one of my favorite lines of the whole thing. Larry.
You know, I was talking to my coworker today, and I was like, I told her we were doing this podcast, and she's like, oh, it gave me too much anxiety to watch that show. And that's definitely like the feeling you get with some of this Funkhauser stuff.
I think you can get a little like nerve because you're just like, oh, Larry, stop it.
I know. Like, yeah, I think that's like a feeling you get when you first start watching the show and you get addicted to it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, absolutely. There are times you're just like, wait, what? Why is he saying this? What? But you have to just kind of power through. It's really worth it.
But like, it's really worth it, especially on the 15th time you've seen an episode.
I know. Well, I mean, I hadn't watched this one in so long, but it's so funny the way, like Larry went home to take a shit. Like, he was like, it's just...
that classic fucking...
Because you know it's not scripted, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they just were bantering, and that's what he said. Because that's what happened. But, like, it's just, it's such a funny, like, real, you don't, you know what I mean? That doesn't happen on TV when it's scripted because, like, I don't know, maybe you would, but it's just so much funnier this way.
It wouldn't be funny if you wrote that line.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? You couldn't
deliver
that
line. You
would
try to be smart or something. You know what I mean? You would try to write something witty.
Or those guys are so genius that, I think sometimes they trick us. Maybe not necessarily with this line, but sometimes there's stuff that's scripted and stuff that like they came up with. And sometimes I don't think you can tell the difference.
No, you're right. You can't because whatever. Or I don't know. I just
usually but like you said, like there's no way. Maybe there's no way.
Because it's not. It doesn't have that like awkward. Like, well, this isn't really the way people talk. Kind of. Dialogue. Just, this is how people talk. Like
it's how he. It's
that's
how
what you would say. Like if you and I were having that same discussion. Yeah. That's what I would say to you if this same scenario happened. Clay went home to take a shit.
Yeah, and then I would have been, if I was anywhere near earshot, I would have been so embarrassed. Someone would fucking say that. Talking about my shits.
But, I mean, Larry still is just like, well, I didn't, you know. But actually, Larry doesn't really have much to say at that point. I think that's just what happened. And so, yeah. But there's I think he's happy to be back in. But that is my favorite Funkhauser line, and it's just, it's so funny.
My favorite line from the episode is the revenge on the disabled guy when he says, and you say this, I picture your voice saying this.
Oh, really?
You wait.
Yeah, he sees the guy coming out of the, you wait. As the guy puts it, the normal stall.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, like, well, I had to go, and someone's in the other one. He says, well, you wait.
You wait. Like, it's just so the great. Second time he says it, it's just like, so
it's perfect. So rare that Larry can give it back. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why I like it so much.
It's so great because
he's finally giving it back.
He gets a little revenge on that guy. Now, I don't know if you remember. If it's that season, it might be the end or the next season even. There's a Larry. It's after the thing where Larry. Do you remember Larry? Like he decides to give the kidney to Lewis. It must be this season. And then he dies, supposedly, on the operating table.
No, that's like later. Isn't that like
all right, four maybe or it five? Is. Whatever it is. And then he goes, and then he comes back. And they're wheeling him out of the in a wheelchair. And then he decides he's going to use the handicapped restroom because he's in a wheelchair. Because, you know, when you go to the hospital, for insurance purposes, they don't let you walk out. They have to wheel you out.
Right, right. And I was in the emergency room, like, last week, and some girl was like,
oh, my God.
It was like... It was because I couldn't get to the doctor. It wasn't I didn't like have a big emergency, but there was a girl that like hurt her foot, and she like hobbled in there on crutches, and they were like, "Would you just fucking sit in the?"
No, they can't.
We sit in the wheelchair. I'll wheel you back to where you need to get looked at.
Right? Yeah, they do that. They're wheeling him out, and he decides he wants to use the handicap one now because he can because he's in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's a joke that goes way back to this episode. It's just so funny how like they do these recalls, you know, whatever. But
there was also just some good. You were talking earlier about the kind of the improv. Like we have Wanda Sykes in this episode, and she's so funny. And they go forever, whatever reason. I wonder how many houses, we should look it up, like how many houses do these guys live in? But they were living in a house that there was a rental because of something, I don't know, out of context for me. But she's like, this looks like a hotel. Maybe we should put a concierge desk over there.
Yeah, she said she didn't like it. She's like,
it's a rental. I don't like it. It's a rental, I can be honest, right? I don't like it.
I don't like it.
And then they introduce the dog, who's a racist dog.
The dog barks at her, and then it barks at the other black guy. So she thinks it's a racist. And she said, "You train your dog to hate black people."
It's a Klan dog.
It's a Klan dog. Yeah, I know. She calls it the Klan dog.
And there was in that same scene where Cheryl is like, or right before that, when Cheryl's like, "We need to talk."
Yeah.
And Larry goes,
"Is it over?
Is it over? Is what over? The marriage?"
Yeah.
There's the whole thing with him and her, you know, like where he's like, "Why did you light up?"
Yeah, like, yeah, well, a lot of women have broken up with me, and that's what they said.
I do.
Like, well, did you light up when they said it?
I was going back to also the when they were at the anniversary party, and they called him. Somebody calls him Tucker Carlson.
Oh, because he decides to wear the bow tie.
which is something that you...
So he wants to hire Mekhi Phifer. Mekhi Phifer plays a private investigator. Because I forget what happened. His father was like
said he was
having a heart attack. And he thinks he said you were adopted. But so he might have said I'm a doctor. But I'm not a doctor. So I don't know. So anyways, he wants to hire him, and he's wearing a bow tie, and Larry thinks it's a good look. And so he wears it to the the Funkhauser, yeah, like anniversary. And that, yeah, he asked this table of black people to quiet down. And the guy says, hey, I'm just trying to have fun here, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
So
I thought was funny because he's definitely like, I don't know if he still wears bow ties, but he still sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. I'm sure. I don't know. God, what a horrible.
And then, yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of the stuff that made me feel a little uncomfortable with the when he asks the private investigator, like, you guys talk a lot at the movies, like talking about black people and stuff.
It's like, is that a thing? The brothers and sisters.
And and not only that, but he's interrupting his Muslim prayer. So he's I'll just stop praying now because you're asking me if black guys are allowed at the movies for a reason.
It's just talking and talking. And he's like, oh, don't stop. You don't have to stop for me. And he's, he'd already interrupted him. And I love how he's like, oh, you fold that up like a yoga mat. He just has no, like, he has no care at all in the world for this guy's, like, you know, like, religion.
And then, everything wraps up Curb Your Enthusiasm style in the last couple minutes with the investigator and the bathroom key, and Rosie comes along.
Rosie O'Donnell, the dog barks at Rosie O'Donnell, so it turns out. Because
now it's not a racist dog, it's a
lesbian hating dog.
Yeah. I was trying to do the math, too. I was like, okay, so now the lesbians like him, but the dog hates lesbians now. But before, I was trying to come up with diagram. I was doing like the that Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia meme where there's all the red strings. That's what I looked at. I was like trying to figure it out. Like, something with the dog and the lesbian and the black people. And then I was like, I gave up.
Yeah, this is a very intricate episode. There's so much going on here.
It really is. But Rosie says, I told them all at the meeting. That was another. That was another probably good improv. I
told them this guy's okay.
I got up at the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, because when he says they talk, I guess that's they have meetings. Apparently, but it's funny too because the private investigator also says we talk, Mr. David, because he found out he's. He said something.
Yeah, because he keeps saying, I don't know if I'm going to take your case. I heard some things. You told some of my brothers to shut up. And then he was like, well, some of your brothers would be too loud.
Yeah,
when
I know.
And I was like, my hands are sweating.
How did you find out about that? Like, he's like, we talked, Mr. David.
If this show was on Twitter right now, people would be losing their fucking minds.
I know. Like, it's weird. The stuff that's like, just leave the past in the past.
Leave the past in the past. We're not talking about any of that stuff, and I don't think that this show was, this episode was particularly like it wasn't offensive or anything. It was just said some stuff you couldn't say today, and that's fine.
But I mean, Archie Bunker said stuff, in the 70s that you couldn't say in like the 90s. It doesn't mean it's not funny,
Right, right. Oh my man, I loved All in the Family.
Right.
I loved it. We watched it religiously. My dad was kind of like,
I bet it's still funny today.
If you Archie Bunker guy in my head. And, I didn't realize that it was that you're, I don't think I realized when I was younger that you're supposed to be identifying with Rob Reiner. Like, meet you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just like,
though, he's kind of like this annoying hippie.
Yeah, he's kind of an annoying.
I mean, he's. You identify with whoever you want to identify with, I guess. But I mean, like, aren't you supposed to be like, you're not supposed to follow him or listen or agree with him.
Right,
he's like a buffoon, and he always got his in the end. Usually like, cause like, with Sammy,
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. Sammy like Davis Jr. That was like a classic moment there, right. And whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they always made Archie kind of look like a dummy. He was never proven right,
But they also made him pretty lovable too. Like, he was
right. I mean, he loved Edith, and know what I mean.
And he even liked Mike. You know what I mean?
So I mean, it's the same. There was an article somewhere that came up on my Facebook feed or whatever that said, "Here's 10 Seinfeld episodes that would be." That are horribly offensive.
Well, here's the thing. Why are you going back and finding that stuff?
Yeah, they said the soup Nazi was offensive because they use the word Nazi.
I guess. What, is it offensive to Nazis?
Yeah, I don't know. Are Nazis offended? I don't understand. Nazis have always been bad. I don't know why it's bad now. Nazis were never good.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, like.
Yeah. Ever. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just like to look for that stuff.
Yeah, why look for that stuff?
It's, sometimes, and I'm an idiot because it's like clickbait, and I clicked on it.
But this is almost like watching this episode is like a lesson in that. It's like we can watch this and enjoy it and laugh at it and say that there's some things that are a little like weird about it. But it's also there's also a very strong black woman being the funniest she's ever been in this episode. Wanda Sykes is so hilarious.
She's think really she's funny on this, best. On all the curbs that she was ever on.
Yes, oh, she's because she, I think she has a really good improv sensibility. She really can just, it just pops right out, like whatever it is.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Like really smart, funny people are going to be really smart and funny in any situation.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. It's great, especially when they're really quick.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, the fact that it makes you uncomfortable, then that's what it's trying to do.
Yeah,
and that's what kind of, you know, like it's. Right. I think it still works. Obviously, it even makes you more uncomfortable today. I suppose, right? That's better, right?
Yeah. So curb your enthusiasm, literally, for things from the past.
Yeah, and exactly. And but check out the bow tie if you're into this kind of thing, because that's the name.
Good. I don't think I mentioned the episode. If we ever were to, you know, carve out doing the whole shebang, we could probably even just do this one again, because it's just so it's 30 minutes of rich comedy.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat on the bone here, and it's just. I don't know. I didn't even realize how much stuff was in this one episode. Stuff that, I mean, I remember, remember that scene in Curb where he says, "You wait," but I didn't know it was the same episode
as your favorite line ever.
And my favorite line ever, maybe in 9 years of Curb.
Yeah.
Larry had to go home to take a shit.
Yeah. Lots of solid memes. Not every episode has something that, you know, you remember it.
Right.
From, you know, right. Not every like Seinfeld three. Either, you know, like.
Right.
But, what was I watching the other day that was funny? Oh, it was, we started watching The Orville.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it, but we're like, I think we're just like desperate for new TV and we realized we hadn't seen all of it or whatever. So we started watching that and they were showing the Junior Mint. Episode two, like they have like a Data kind of robot on there. He looks really just like a robot, but he's like the Data of the ship. And they were showing the Junior Mint episode to explain to the robot like why, like what comedy is. And he's like, I don't understand why this is funny. And I was like, oh, we did this episode.
Yeah, we covered that one. Yeah. I hope they listen to our. Maybe they we can tell them out why it's funny.
But yeah, I don't like. He's like, I don't understand why this is funny.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. So if you had to explain it, then you know whatever. I think that's probably a representative of people who just. You know what you should watch, and because Alec Berg, who did some Curb, and he worked on Seinfeld. I don't know what his title was, but him and Bill Hader created that show Barry.
Oh, I love Barry.
Oh, okay.
Love it. Caught up on that.
That show was great.
That was really, really, really great.
What a great show. Like drama and comedy, like great combination of the two. Bill Hader is just awesome. That guy.
Big fan of Bill Hader.
Yeah.
And also that season ended like so good. Like one of the best like season, you know, whatever they call it, cliffhangers ever.
Finale. Yeah.
Finale. And then it has that thing where it's like, this could go away or it could get renewed. Like,
right.
And that was it. Like, it was a whole story from beginning to end. They're making more, I think, right?
I assume they are, yeah. But, I mean, Steven Root, obviously, one of my favorite
people. HBO made like, you know, they do that Room 101 thing. They gave that another season, and they gave Crashing another season. Why wouldn't they give Barry, which like won a bunch of awards?
Right. It's actually, yeah.
I mean, I actually like Crashing, but I.
And they were sorry.
It's Pete Holmes. He's really funny, but what does it say? Like those the Duplass brothers, they're like hit or miss. You know, they have that show. Well, one of the Duplass brothers is on Transparent.
Oh, okay.
And they have that other. They have the show now that's like it's set in a hotel room, so like every episode is like. It's like four rooms.
Oh, okay. Like a different guest. Yeah,
it's like a different story every week. Uh-huh. And which is, it's, you know, I should give it a shot. I don't know why I'm crapping on it, but I haven't even seen it. But I don't like the concept of the
rooms. Maybe it's good, but maybe,
you know, it seems a little too anthology for me. That's why I don't think I would really like American Horror Story either. Like
yeah, I've never watched any of that.
I never watched. I'm
sure, it's fine. It's just, you know, there are so many shows. I don't really need to waste time on ones that aren't really my thing. You know, what I mean,
yeah, like,
there's plenty of shows that are my thing.
Yeah,
and if that's your thing, then go right ahead.
I kind of slowed down on, you know, like we have Sabrina the Teenage Witches to watch, and it's cool, but it's not like I don't like that as much as I like Riverdale or any of the other stuff I watch on CW. Or whatever, you know?
You know, it's funny, and I think this is definitely a curve. This is where Curb falls, too, because I feel like the state of the world is so depressing that I need comedy. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
I need more.
When I watch TV, I want it to be funny because I need to forget
about. I wish there was
one
more show that was, like, The Good Place. You know what I mean? Like, just one more, like, new thing I could look forward to that's just hilarious, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I really like Barry. Well, I don't know. I don't know what else there is. Something will come along. But like, I keep looking for funny things just because I'm just like, oh God, I can't stand the news.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Just want to watch something funny. Like,
yeah.
I was lucky enough that like Stacy never seen all of Parks and Rec. So like,
that would just be
on when I come home. Like recently, I'm like, cool, I've seen this, but this is funny.
Yeah, no, that's a great,
like, that and 30 Rock and The Office, yourself. You know, like all those.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, Curb is its own special thing.
And, it definitely is.
And Super Dave Osborne, young memories as a kid watching the Super Dave specials, like you were saying. And I don't know if he was on Letterman or what.
Yeah,
how did we get exposed to Super Dave?
I was too young to stay up to watch Letterman. Was on like at 12:30.
But we know Super Dave because
I know. I just knew who he was, and I knew he, like, I thought he was legitimately dying, like every single
time. Yeah, yeah.
I thought, like, how does this guy do it? But like, you know,
yeah, we were like on the cusp of like being like. Really, like, young and naive and, like, becoming, like, teenagers and being like, oh, wait a second. That can't be real, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old I was. I mean, I don't even know when it was around. But, yeah, I mean,
like
I think
we were nine or ten or something.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think we were 9 or 10. I was going to say that. But, like, I think I didn't even know if I really got it. I just thought, like, what is this guy doing? But the fact that I remember it.
I remember that stuff like vividly, and like
right.
I remember my parents being like, you know, like totally okay with me and my sister watching that stuff. You know, and it wasn't like when he'd have like
I think
a special.
My mom loved it. I think she thought it was hilarious. My mom had a real weird sense of humor. I mean, she still does probably. But I don't know if she would remember Super Dave necessarily, but a lot of TV shows like Seinfeld, my mom kind of turned me on to. It's the weirdest thing. But yeah, like
I almost want to say I remember a Super Dave from something that was like SCTV or something.
Yeah, I mean they did it. He did a lot of other. It was a show. I forget the name of it. He was on one of those shows.
He was on like a variety,
like a variety type show. Like yeah, but it was Dick Clark. Maybe I don't even remember who may have been the host or whatever. But he was always just kind of around. I feel like.
Yeah.
And
he seemed like an old guy then. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he was like a young
guy. He was
guy.
In his like 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. But still.
But he looked young now. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah.
But well, he was definitely the man, and
he was great.
Pour one out for him.
That's right. Well, I'm drinking a beer right now for a Shakespeare.
Shakes? You didn't shake it, did you?
No, no. But it's brewed as you like it. It's just it's a beer with Shakespeare, you know, names and stuff. So whatever. But anyway. It's for you, Bob Einstein. Yeah, really funny guy. I mean, I don't know. I wonder, do you think, are they going to, what are they going to do when Curb Season 10 comes along? Are they going to have a little?
I bet they'll do like a dedicated to this season, dedicated to, or like something at the,
I'm sure
maybe not at the top, but maybe they'll do like a thing. Oh, what do you think they're going to do in as far as the story goes?
Yeah, they'll probably do. They'll say like, "Oh, Funkhauser," you know.
They'll probably do a funeral. They're probably working on it.
I wonder. I bet it'll be funny and probably inappropriate. But I mean, other than that, I guess it could be anything. I don't know. I hope. I mean, in a way, I hope they work it in. You can't just ignore it, right?
No, you can't ignore it. They'll probably do something funny.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe they worked. Maybe Larry and him had a plan. If he died maybe of cancer, you know what I mean.
Well, he didn't. He wasn't able to work on this season, but
right. Maybe they have a story.
That would be funny. He's like, tell them that I did. You know, whatever. Like ran off with some broad or something.
Yeah, like something really like almost cheesy, but like just totally appropriate and funny. Like a motorcycle crash. Right.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I mean?
That would be something, right? Super Dave.
He died in a motorcycle crash. He was riding his motorcycle.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, it's too bad because he was just a really funny guy. Apparently, he just wanted to be like a writer and he ended up being sort of lucking his way onto TV.
Yeah, they probably, maybe that happens to a lot of writers. Think that they can get out there or
like,
or fill in. If you're working on like a variety SNL, SCTV, or like if you're a writer for like a late night thing, you're going to end up in a skit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Conan O'Brien had never been on TV. Like, really?
And are you listening to the Conan podcast?
No, I'm not.
My favorite podcast. So good. He said the best guest, Will Ferrell. You know, like just everybody on there is so good.
Oh, now I was looking for a new podcast.
And now you'll have like, you know, it just started like in November. So there's like only like six, but they come out once a week, which is cool. You'll love it because Sonya's on it and, it's really great. It's really great. Number
what
one.
So you think that's great?
That is literally my,
speaking of podcasts.
It's my new favorite podcast. Yeah, and it's, you know, since it's 2019, I'm going to come out with the new, I think this is great, pretty damn soon. We, you know, took some time off for the holidays for all the podcastings.
You got to take some time off.
Yeah, we took it's totally my fault because I launched my other thing that I dissed, Curbcast. But Super Dave Osborne sucked me back in.
You didn't diss, we just never really got
our shit together. Just kind of... We approached it like we approached so many other side podcasts, like the Audio Comics.
That's right. Well, that's
we
really
put
hard,
them out periodically.
Hey, we did all 10 Curb casts for the episodes.
Oh, that's right. We did. We were going to do some more sign.
We did like 6 Seinfelds. I think we were going to do whatever. I mean, we were going to do like 10, but.
We can still do it.
Yeah, we can, but. You know, if something happens, but we're not that bad.
No, we're not that bad. That's the motto of our show.
We're not that bad.
And we keep Curbcast in the League podcast feed as always until we become a really popular podcast, which we're not.
That's right. So. Which we will definitely be doing.
Yeah. So, League Podcast listeners that have already deleted this, thanks. And thanks to you for listening. If you only listen to GURPcast and have to download all the League Podcast episodes and delete those.
Yeah, I mean, only if you do the RSS thing. You can go to the individual episodes and go, oh, skip, skip, skip. Oh, there we go.
Do you do that, though? Do your podcasts in your phone?
No, I just go web-based.
You're web-based?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I think it's better to download them for the people. Like, I think it looks better for the podcasters to have to download them somehow. But I just listen to them.
Either way.
Web-based.
I mean, it still counts as a download either way. No matter how you listen to it.
I mean, I listen, right? I mean,
you listen. You don't listen to our podcast, but I always listen to it. I don't know why, but I'm really a glutton for punishment. I always listen to every podcast I'm on.
Wow. Wow.
I'm a performer.
I've listened to all of your I think this is great.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think so. Wait, how many have you done?
Only three. So
I've listened to three then. Okay. I have listened to them all. So they're very interesting. That guy who wrote the book about the old Boston ads.
Oh, so good. Brian Cole. Yeah.
So interesting.
If people are wondering, all that stuff is at ithinkthisisgreat.com.
There you go.
But you should say, hey, thanks for comic book. Talk about your comic book. I know this is a comic book podcast.
Shipping out my Kickstarter rewards.
Shipping them out.
Robin Hood, Outlaw of the 21st Century. Number zero.
I like what you did there with the number zero. I'm a big fan of number zero comic books. They don't, Marvel and DC don't do them anymore.
Yeah, that was a big DC thing for a little while.
They always launch on a new number one.
Yeah, they just go number one again. But
when they first started doing zeros, I thought it was really cool. Still do.
That'd be a little different, you know, to tell the story. You know,
you can do a prequel without like doing a whole other series.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be fun. I mean, I could have just made it. I actually had that was going to be number five, and I just said, you know what, I'm gonna just, you know, rearrange it a little bit and take out some stuff and move some things around and just robbing the, you know, the university. Oh, spoiler warning. University, you know, medical, you know, thing and whatever. And that's, I don't know. I think it's fun, but.
It's great.
Oh, a lot of shipping. A lot of mailing.
So. Yeah. How many did you ship out?
I had 50 something backers, you know, a couple people. Some people were web. Some people were just like a few people just donated and didn't ask for anything.
Don't give me nothing. Here's some money.
Yeah, that was very nice of them. Nice. Obviously. But
is that a vote that says, I don't want your comic? You keep it. Here
I guess
go.
So. Yeah.
Here you go, buddy. If you're out there with your Robin Hood comics and your hat out. Like, you know, in Harvard Square.
And they're like, yeah, man, bug off.
Nah, I don't even want the comic. You keep it.
Here's some money. Yeah, it's with my spare change newsletter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think, I don't know. What was actually cool was a bunch of people bought, like, I had one reward tier that was you could buy all five issues. And that was the most. That was like almost half of the people. So that was pretty cool. Got me to clear out my closet a little bit.
Yeah, clearing out that closet.
Just shipping out like many, you know, five issues of Robin Hood.
Shipping out the comics. Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, so I'm almost
cleaning
done.
Cleaning out I've the closet. Whoa.
I had to do a CBZ file, which I finally I actually figured out how to do. So that was fun.
Were you able to just do that with a PDF and convert it somehow?
No, you have to have all the JPEGs and you have to name them in the right way so that they'll come out
numbered
in the right order. Right. So otherwise, it'll be all screwed up. So
just next time someone asks for those, just send them the JPEGs and make them do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It wasn't that much, but
now you have it.
Figuring it out. Right. I mean, in the end, it wasn't a lot of work. I had to ask our friend Jay, the computer guy, be like, what the hell? How do I do this?
I wouldn't.
But it was funny because then he told me how to do it. And then I couldn't, I I thought like, oh, I've totally screwed this up. And I sent him the files and I was like, I don't really know. And he said, well, you did it. You just have to name the file. I didn't know you could just name a file whatever you wanted. I thought you had to name it like
the thing that it was.
Yeah. He's like, just name it Robinhood, blah, 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 CBZ, and you're good. I was like, oh, okay.
I have a CBZ CBR file reader on my laptop. I haven't used it in years, a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty neat.
Nice. Well, way to go, dude. Congratulations, man.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie.
Labor of love.
Labor of love, right. I have learned a lot of things, though. I will say that. I kind of joke, and I'm like, oh, it's just this comic book that nobody reads, but like, it was, hard work for all that. And I learned a lot, though. And I probably know a lot about creating a comic book that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. You can get people can answer questions when people are doing it themselves.
That's right. I need to give myself a little more credit.
Yeah, you should. Be very proud.
Yeah.
And so, didn't you say you posted something the other day that, is it Tamra?
Tamra Bonvillain.
Bonvillain, who has a cool name. They worked on your comic and now are coloring.
Now they are coloring Batman.
They are coloring Batman. I thought it was Captain Marvel. Really? Batman. Wow. Batman. That's even better.
They did some work in Captain Marvel, too, as well.
Wow.
The interiors. But yeah, I mean.
They're awesome. So
they are awesome. It was funny to see, like, oh, that's my colorist. And then it was like over the last few years, it's been like kind of like. I bought like it was like, what was that comic book? Like Sleepy Hollow or whatever. Didn't they do like a show, Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah, there was like a TV show.
Yeah, and they did a comic book spinoff and I saw the name on that. It's like, oh, that's cool. That's my colorist. And then like it would kind of move, and then it was one random Marvel book, you know, like here or there. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's cool. And now it's like Batman. Like,
that's so great.
Damn. Yeah.
So great.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that's hard work for you right there.
So. Yeah. Well, congratulations to them, too.
Yeah.
You. To and everybody that is listening to Curbcast trying to get a Super Dave Osborne, they got a half-hour comic book podcast right there.
I know. Yes.
Sorry. But hey, that. We're back.
We're back.
We're podcasting. It's all on one feed. Who cares?
Yeah.
Talk about chatting. Whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody. Check out ithinkthisisgreat.com if you want a little more of this craziness from Clay. And
well, why don't you also check out robinhoodcomicbook.com. That's how we do it in radio.
That's how we do it in radio, yeah. We chill each other's.
Well, you know what I think is great? robinhoodcomicbook.com.
That would be. Now, there's your podcast right there. Yeah. Talking about how to make your own comic. So. All right, well, thanks for listening, though, and here's to you, Bob Einstein, one more time. You Cheers. Made us laugh
Cheers,
a lot.
Super Dave. We love you, dude. Make everything funny up there.
Take the $50.
No, I don't want.
Take the $50.
I'd really rather not. I don't want that $50 from your sweaty, disgusting sock and sneaker.
This is the payoff.
I don't want that $50. Give me a clean $50.
This is the $50.
I'm not touching that $50.
Take
I don't want
the $50.
That's no,
right. They're not paying you.
What?
I'm not paying you. This
you owe me $50. What
this
are you?
This is $50. It's perfectly fine. See, $50.
All right. This is bullshit.
Take it.
Hold it out. Fold it up. Hold it. That's it. Okay. Put it in my pocket.